Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Biz Radio U. We have a very special day today. Today is one of my last shows for the foreseeable future. So I'm moving on to some other things, starting a podcast show in South Africa. So we'll see how that goes. But enough about me. The guests today are two very good friends of mine. Actually, one of the co-hosts here, starting her own thing on the side. Look at everybody go. How you doing today?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I'm Ariam Sium, and today, instead of being a host, I am a guest with the Axiom Group.
She does it all.
And joined here, I have my business partner, Joey Roofs.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be back on the show again.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Excited to be here.
Doing lovely.
So Axiom Group. I love the name, by the way. It sounds amazing. But for everybody out there, what is Axiom Group?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great question. Axiom actually isn't a real word. We made it up, but it sounds a lot like Ariam's name. So we recruited her to join the team. And basically, we are millennial consultants to corporations on how to better attain, retain, and engage millennials in the workforce.
That is correct. That's what we do.
And it sounds like you have your task cut out for you, because if I've heard one or two complaints about millennials, I've heard 1,000. So,
well, it's true. And it's interesting, really, because everybody thinks that millennials are this new breed of workers, and they're entirely different, and they're entitled, and they just want everything given to them. But really, at the end of the day, I think millennials are just more willing to speak out when they see bad leadership. And so I think our business is a little bit unique in that we work both with millennials, and we help coach them on how to have the entrepreneurial mindset. Ariam, you can speak a little more to that and how we do that. But not only do we work with millennials, we also work with business leaders. We can speak to both sides of the generational gap and teach them how to better manage millennials, because we don't just want free snacks and beanbag chairs against common misconception, right? We want impactful work. We want things that make a difference, and we want opportunities that will allow us to grow and be developed. And while that may represent somewhat of a cost to business owners, it's a wonderful problem to have that people don't want to just come in, punch the clock, do the bare minimum, leave and go home, right? We want to be developed to become better. And the best companies of the future are going to be the companies who recognize the potentials that millennials have to disrupt the status quo and embrace that mindset.
Correct. And a lot of the times everybody does get scared with this whole millennial age thing, but really what it is everybody fears change. It's not a new concept, but with technology advancing so rapidly, we're experiencing a lot more changes as well in the workforce and also in the mindsets. So people aren't programmed in that normal 9-to-5 mindset. If I work hard and I trade my dollars for hours, then I will have a successful life and I will have a standard family and I'll live the American dream. The American dream is changing. And we think that's great. And like Joey said, we're just here to bridge that gap, because there's a lot of misunderstanding. And with misunderstanding, there comes a lot of inefficiencies. So if both sides were able to understand each other a little bit better, then you'd see not only more innovation in the workforce, but also a lot more happiness. People would find meaning and value in what they're bringing to the workforce as well. And that's what's really important. If you're not able to derive meaning in what you're doing, then what you're doing is going to become monotonous. It's going to seem as if there's no purpose for what you, for where you are. So that's something that we've seen is a very, 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 very big issue. And most employers don't see it as that, because they just see their workers as simply that, worker bees. But if you view your employer as your client, and you view the work that you're doing as something that is directly tied to you and something that you can bring value to the company, then the amount of successes you have and the amount of change you're able to affect drastically increases.
Yeah. And Ariam really touched on kind of the core of our business, which is teaching the entrepreneurial mindset to millennial employees, right? Going into work and saying, hey, look, I'm the CEO of my responsibilities. You know, my job maybe to file papers in the vault. I've been there and I've done that. But you know what? I'm not just doing this well enough so I don't get fired. I'm going to do this as well as possible. And I'm going to think of this, hey, if this is my own business, how can I do this better? How can I innovate, right? How can I find new ways to maybe automate this or grow so that I can work myself out of a job and into a promotion? And teaching that entrepreneurial mindset is done mainly through workshops that we offer for millennial employees at corporations. We do one-day workshops where we really dive in to practically how the entrepreneurial mindset can be engaged on a daily basis, regardless of the task that you're doing. And then also through keynotes and consulting with business leaders on how to help coach your millennial employees on having that entrepreneurial mindset as well.
Right. And infusing your employees with the ownership mindset, also known as the entrepreneurial mindset, it will very, very much so prove to be pivotal in your business.
No, I absolutely love what you guys are doing. It's actually really brilliant, because if you think about it, I mean, when I started off the show, I started out saying, by how many times have you heard people complain about millennials? Well, guess what? If there's that many people complaining about it, there's a problem to be solved. And that's what you guys are doing. And it's great. I mean, it's like it sounds silly now, because it's like, why aren't more people doing what you're doing? Because, I mean, the entire workforce coming up now is the millennial generation. There's nothing else.
You mean 50% of the workforce by 2020?
Yeah, there's a huge portion right now with that section is just the millennial workforce, and everyone just complains about it, but no one takes the time to sit there and say, hey, why are we having issues with these people? Why are we having issues with this generation? Is it them, or maybe is it us? Is there something we can do to help, you know, to like make the adaption better for them when they come into the workforce? I mean, because going from high school to college to the workforce are vastly different animals. And I feel like a lot of companies don't do their homework and don't do enough to bring on that help smooth that transition.
Right, Darren. And I mean, we're not here to place blame on anybody. We're really just here to be that agent of change and to bring more understanding into the workforce, because that's really at the root of everything. Infuse people with the motivation to not only adopt this mindset, but also the motivation to take action, because we believe in preemptively taking action and proactively seeking value.
It's very true. At the end of the day, you know, the average millennial changes jobs every 2.7 years, right? And this costs companies tens of thousands of dollars per employee when you think through the HR costs of going and finding a new person and training them, getting them up and running. And that's very frustrating for businesses, you know? And they think that millennials are just very flaky, and we constantly want to have the grass that's greener on the other side. We don't want to work hard in order to create the green grass on our side of the fence. But the fact is that only 26% of millennials feel that job hopping is the best way to advance their careers, you know? And so that represents a major disconnect, because they're changing jobs so frequently and it's costing businesses a lot of money because they can't raise people through the ranks to management because they're constantly leaving and trying to go to the new job. But most millennials don't want that. They want to have a company where they can really plug in and grow. And so the disconnect there is, I think, rather apparent through really well-researched statistics by Deloitte and CH2M Hill and ourselves and other companies as well, because 87% of millennials, according to a Gallup poll, feel that professional development is critical to a job. It's very important. They place a high priority on it, right? And 67% of millennials feel that having a great mentor at work is important. That doesn't mean that we want our bosses to be like a cheerleader for us, you know, just saying, hey, you're doing a great job every day, even when you're not. Like, support and encouraging remarks are important, but they can also be overdone, you know? And a big component for millennials is that they need to have that development, that professional coaching to be able to grow. And we can just more easily leave jobs because we have the internet and we understand how to use it. And so we're constantly inundated every single day with other opportunities that are out there. And like I said, I don't think it's that our generation is just less prone to commitment. We just more easily recognize how many other opportunities there are out there. So to keep the millennials, you have to do lots of professional development, which is a good thing for your company, right? We want to stay, but you just got to give us the motivation to.
No, I love what you're saying, because everybody has their own currency. Like, if people think that we're that different from dogs. Dogs are just beautiful, simple versions of us. So that's why I love them so much. They take out the complication. But I got quite into dog training for a while, and also with psychology, just everybody works off different reward systems and everybody has their own currency. I think back in the day, a lot of our parents in the previous generation, they were just happy working for that paycheck. That was it. Mm-hmm. But as with the millennials, we've grown up looking at all these iconic people, all of this stuff. So we've been rewired differently. We see success and motivation and the things that we want to work for and what makes us happy in our day-to-day jobs is much different. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it wouldn't take that much to change within a business to do that. And I think the first start, I mean, well, it is probably one of the hardest things to change, and that's culture. But yeah. I think that's a lot of where the business world is going. And it's a lot of what you guys describe. And because with the entrepreneurial mindset, you infuse that with the right culture, and it's just it'll eat strategy for breakfast. I mean, it really is what's happening right now.
Yeah, Peter Drucker quote right there. Very good. No, I completely agree with you. I think the dinner parties kind of illustrate the generational gap differently, because you're right. Money isn't normally the main motivating force for millennials, and some surveys say that it actually ranks in the fourth place of importance. But like if you're at a dinner party and you're Gen X or you're a baby boomer, you know, your spouse will come up to you and they'll say, "Oh, honey, like you have to go meet Frank. You know, he's an attorney. His wife is an engineer. They're just a great couple, right? Because they have these powerhouse jobs that make a lot of money." But if I hear that, I'm like, okay, but like, are they jerks? You know, their profession says nothing to me about whether or not they'd make good friends. But if I'm at a dinner party as a millennial, and my significant other, not my spouse, because we don't believe in getting married young as millennials, right? But they'll come up and like pull on my fair trade formal t-shirt and then tell me to check my phone because they just texted me saying that I need to meet Frank Jr., who just returned from a stint in the Peace Corps, and he's going to start up a nonprofit. And I'm like, wow, now that's impressive, right? Because we believe in making meaning to make money. So the motivations are definitely different in order to have loyalty and commitment in a company.
And that's definitely evident, because a recent study even showed that millennials are willing to take a $7,000 pay cut in order to be more professionally developed in their workplace. So if you're listening to that, what that really means for employers is you can invest $7,000 worth of professional development in your employee to retain them in the workforce and to not only make sure that they stay with you, but that they're adding value for you. Because if you're investing in your employee, you essentially are investing in yourself and your company. And that's one of the main things. I think we forget to look at the long term. We're so focused on this short term, and we have such huge expectations, and there's such a high turnover rate where a lot of companies don't feel as if it's necessary for them to professionally develop their employees, because they see it as, oh, well, they're just going to leave. But in essence, if you actually professionally develop them, if you actually invest this time and money into them, they'll stay with you. So you don't have to worry about that problem.
Yeah, you know, there's the classic conundrum of the CEO and the COO talking to each other. And the CEO says to the COO, you know, it's going to cost so much money to develop all of our employees. What if we just, you know, kind of let them do their day-to-day job and we don't develop them? You know, and the CEO, of course, responds, well, what if we don't develop them and they stay, right? And like, what's the bigger problem? And that's something that we see a lot with business owners. When we're trying to work with them, they see professional development as a cost just to keep their employees. But really, it's an investment both in keeping the employees and also in improving the future of their leadership, you know, of their company, of their human resources. People can either be your largest asset or your largest liability. It just depends on how you develop them on a weekly basis. And this doesn't mean that, you know, you have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and create training curriculums and bring in expert consultants on a weekly basis. Development doesn't have to be, you know, a 20% of your budget or deal. It can be as simple as stopping by your employee's desk in the morning and checking in with them, not from a perspective of micromanagement, but from a perspective of equipping them with the tools that they need to be successful on their day, right? And then following up with them to help them track their goals and hold themselves accountable. Development isn't necessarily just a one-time event. It's not a quarterly review to say, keep up the good work. You know, it's an ongoing relationship, because millennials are the most connected generation ever. We grew up on social media, so we are so connected to each other in the world, but at the same time, we crave actual relationship and communication. We want that not only with each other, but with our bosses.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I just, the possibilities you guys have and just how much you have to work. You must work with some incredible people going through this and doing this, because for me, I used to just kind of jump on the bandwagon to like millennials or this, millennials or that. And it took one gentleman that worked for Yamaha that came to Kennesaw State for an all access event. And he was one of the first people that when we joked about the millennials, he said, "Man, I love the millennials." And I was like, I remember it was, he hit me with like this force, and I just stepped back and I was like, "Whoa, okay, I got to hear about this. What do you mean?" He was like, "Yeah, they've got all these great qualities about them. They got this. Yeah, they got a few kinks to work out. But I mean, if you work with them, they're the best workers he's ever had." And it hit me. I was like, "Wow, he might be onto something." And yeah, I guess you guys are onto something too, right?
We like to think so. Yeah. I mean, granted, there are millennials out there who are entitled and aren't necessarily qualified for any job beyond fast food, at least not yet. But the fact is that we're not all that way, right? Mm-hmm. And that we have the qualities and the potential to become professionals in your organization.
And this, and sorry to cut you off, but I think this is one of the best parts about what you do, because those people you described and the mindset that you mentioned earlier, the entrepreneurial and intrapreneurial mindset, mm-hmm. that can be taught, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those people that are like that, that you might say, "Oh, these people don't have a lot of potential." With this mindset, they do, don't they?
It unlocks so much potential. It unlocks a whole new world, because people start to look at themselves as an agent who's able to add so much value. And I know we use the word value a lot, but I could not stress it enough. At the end of the day, if you look internally within yourself and try to think about what value do I bring? What value do I bring to myself? What value do I bring to others? And that's when you derive meaning in your life. Because I mean, let's strip you of all your value, right? You're just an empty body doing the same things over and over again and living out your life in the same way over and over again. And there's nothing spectacular. There's nothing awe-inspiring. There's no goal that you're heading towards. But then you infuse yourself with value. You're not only creating value for yourself, you're trying to figure out, how can I create value for this person? How can I create value for that person? How can I create value for every single person that I interact with? Because once you start creating value for every person that you interact with, your life will be tenfold amazing. Like, I couldn't emphasize it anymore.
It's so true. And as business owners who are listening to this, I know you may be thinking, "Well, I really don't trust my millennial enough to give them a role that can really produce value in my organization, because there's risk to that. You know, they could really mess it up too at the same time." And value isn't necessarily, "Wow, I just made $1 million for the company. You know, we could have lost that contract and it would have been terrible." Value can be, "Hey, look, I need you to find some email addresses online for an upcoming conference." You could say that. And as a millennial, you know, we'll find those emails. But what if we're having trouble finding an email for one person, and we know there's a long list, and we know that you need to get back to us quickly? What are we going to do? We're probably just going to skip that email and keep going, right? And at the end of the day, we're going to go home to our friends, because we believe in co-living over home ownership, right? Because we're millennials. We're going to go home to our friends and be like, "Man, I was just doing spreadsheets all day long. It was so boring." But instead, as a business owner, you could produce value for your employee, not by giving them a better assignment, but just saying, "Hey, we have an upcoming conference and we need to have the top clients in our industry there, because there's the potential for us to get millions of dollars of business. So because of that, I need you to find email addresses for these 25 people online. And while you do that, I'm going to go back to my office. I'm going to work on drafting an email, and then we're going to meet back up in 2 hours. And we'll work on sending the email together." That's just a world of a difference. Same exact task, but you just created, through 10 extra seconds of a description on why someone's doing what they're doing, so much meaning. They're going to go home to their friends at night, and the millennial is going to say, "Man, I was helping my company prepare for a conference, and I double-checked the list. I made sure I found every single name on the list. I searched Facebook. I went through the yellow pages. I even found a phone book. It was the first time I've ever seen one of those before, to make sure that I got everyone's contact information, you know?" And with the bigger picture in mind, the millennial can also maybe recommend a cooler way to follow up with the contacts, right? Or a better way to do the spreadsheet in the future because they know the bigger picture behind their work. And all it took was an extra 10 seconds to describe the meaning behind the task. You know, bad leadership is prevalent and a lot of people just like to blame insensitive millennials for it. But we can demand more because we know how easy it is to move on.
Mm-hmm. And I think the point that Joey brought up was actually a really great point. That communication of the goal is actually very beneficial because you're enrolling that millennial worker on the journey that your company is taking. And by creating that clear vision, you are enticing more action. Because if I understand what it is that I'm working towards, then that makes me work not only more efficiently, but it makes me inspired. It makes me motivated. I know exactly what it is that we are trying to achieve instead of just having an empty task handed to me.
I totally agree. You know, Ariam and I, we were talking the other day about how innovation most likely or most often takes place at the point of work. And so instead of you as a business owner sitting behind your desk in the corner office in your little ivory tower looking at a bunch of charts and spreadsheets and trying to figure out how can I find innovation to increase market share or decrease cost or whatnot, what if instead you just went to your team and you were straightforward and you shared the company's strategic vision, even your financials, and said, look, we're all on the same team here. I need to increase company profits by 2% this quarter, right? And so like if you're at a coffee shop and you're just talking to your barista and say, look, we need to increase company profits by 2%. Now, instead of the barista just being like, well, I'm clocking in, I'm going to do my job, I can learn how to upsell on orders. You know, I can learn how to build relationships to create loyal customers because now I'm not just selling coffee to customers. I have a goal and I can impact the company to increase profits by 2% by doing my job with excellence. And if I can increase the work that I do by 2%, and I can convince other people to increase their work by 2%, overall as a company, we can grow. And I think that having siloed responsibilities for company growth is really holding back the team. And that creates employees who come in and they don't know how to think for themselves because they're just told a task without context and they do it, but don't do it well. And then there's no innovation. And as we know, with the world changing as quickly as it does, without innovation, you're not going to be in business for very long.
Hmm. Yeah, because it's great what you guys talk. This is a lot of stuff that's been on my mind too about millennials, and you guys are doing it. So I love to see what you guys are doing. But before we go on a little bit, can you guys define millennial for me really quick? What is a millennial to you? Like what are some of the key traits you see? What is that exact age range?
Well, a millennial is more defined in the mindset because there's a lot of people that actually identify with the millennial generation. I've actually been to conferences and had talks with many older seasoned millennials. And the subject that is broached is that, you know, we have this millennial mindset. And what that entails is a mindset of innovation, of working smarter, not harder, and using all of your resources with people being the center of that. So millennials, when I think of millennials, I just think of so much untapped potential because that's how millennials look at the world. How can I do this in a different way, in a better way? And that's what a millennial is to me.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, officially the statistics are as a millennial is anyone from ages 20 through 36, of course. But I think that the time that millennials have grown up in has really shaped who we've become, right? We grew up in a world of democratization, you know, of democratizing investing in stock market trading, even news for better or for worse, right? The last presidential election, I mean, that showed the power of democracy to overthrow established political precedent. And so we've seen the effects and the power of democracy, and we've kind of come to expect that. And so that has shaped our view of corporations and structure. So we don't feel that C-suite positions are earned just by tenure. You know, we think that ideas and execution are the great equalizers. And sure, we may be a little lacking on the execution at times, but that's where community with our leaders comes in, you know, for them to develop us and say, okay, you know, like that's a great idea. Maybe we don't need to build a pool on the top floor of the building just yet. But I like what you're thinking about here. So let's take that energy, let's take that direction and channel it into something that's actually realistic. Because a lot of times business leaders, and I know the temptation, I've heard it myself, you know, a millennial will come up with this groundbreaking idea after being at the company for like 1 week, you know, and they're like, okay, I need to talk to the CEO right now. This is going to change the world. And the idea sucks, you know, it's terrible. But if you just shoot down that idea and call it as stupid as it is, then the millennial is either going to leave the company, which would be the best case for you, or they're not going to listen to their first good idea once it actually does come to mind. Because like we said, innovation takes place with the people who are actually doing the work. And we have to foster that innovative mindset. And so I think millennials have that because we grew up in the age of democratization. But that just needs to be fostered and channeled and developed into something that's productive and actually feasible and realistic for the company.
And what are some of the ways you guys do that to channel that? How do you package this up into a company and push it forward and get people to change and do this? How do you guys do this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you can actually go to our website, axium.group. axium.com, it's just axium.group, to see our three services. But we do consulting for corporate executives where we go through a detailed process and we look at their company, we talk to their employees, we see the environment they work in, we do surveys, we couple that with research that we've done of millennials and research that we've curated from top credible sources. Then we help create solutions specifically for that company. So consulting is one branch of it. And then Armin, you want to speak to the other two?
And we also offer keynotes and workshops. And in these two services, we're engaging directly with the millennials, either sponsored by a company who's looking to professionally develop their employees. And with that, we infuse them with lessons, actionable recommendations. And we teach them the entrepreneurial mindset so that they are able to take that and in turn use that in the workforce so that they become an entrepreneurial worker.
And Arim, how do you define this entrepreneurial mindset that you've talked about so much? I mean, I think we've defined it a few times, but everybody has a bit of a different take. And I think you guys have one of the most interesting takes I've heard. So,
okay. Well, gonna be cheesy here, but here's our slogan. But we are preemptively taking action, proactively solving problems, and we're always adding value. So that is the entrepreneurial mindset. If you really take a step back and look at what that means, action. Action is one of the things that separates so many people from successes and failures. Because if you never take action on whatever idea or thought like Joey mentioned, then you'll never know if it was a success or a failure. And if you don't shoot your shot, then you don't get the bucket. You know what I'm saying? And also, preemptively solving problems. So looking ahead, that's something that our generation, as well as older generations, have a problem with. What is your action that you're taking today going to do for tomorrow and 10 tomorrows from now as well? So looking at the long-term effects of what it is that you're doing and finding out a way to be more efficient and effective in everything that you do. And Joey, did you want to take over?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it really comes back to having the context and perspective of why you're doing what you're doing in the workforce in order to be able to solve problems and create value and you know, seek innovation in your company. And when you're working and you just do your task, it's gonna lead to burnout at the end of the day, you know? And then you're gonna leave the company. But when you have problems that you can solve, when a company says, you know, these are the goals, this is the problem I need you to solve, I'm not just going to tell you a series of tasks, but I'm going to give you a mission and an objective. I need you to solve that problem. And if you have the resources to do that, that's going to lead to not only innovation, but also excitement and passion, right? And committed employees. And you won't even need a human resources department to hire people because millennials will tell their friends, you got to come work here. You know, I'm solving problems. I'm making a difference. I'm making an impact in the world. I don't have to be going on like a work-sponsored trip to a developing nation next month, right? I just need to see the meaning in my work. And so the entrepreneurial mindset is proactively creating value, but that's taught from both ends of the spectrum, from the employee coming to work saying, I'm the CEO of my responsibility, and also as the employer going into work saying, hey, I'm going to engage my employees today and make them feel like they're making an impact because I'm going to give them problems to solve. Problems that aren't going to bankrupt the company if we do them wrong, right? But problems that we can claim autonomy on. One way to put it is like, we want to be the captain of our own ship as millennials. just kind of with a rope tied to your boat to make sure we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I like that. The captain of our own ships, because it's true. I mean, one of the downsides is just it depends on which perspective you look at it. But one of the big traits about millennials is confidence. I feel like it's one of the most confident generations I've ever seen. But sometimes that confidence can, you know, lead to cockiness or just people thinking they know it all. Because one of the downsides to being smart in a certain area is you typically, it bleeds into other areas and you think you're smart in certain other areas. So it can be a good thing and a bad thing. But if they can hone it just right and listen to what you guys have to say, I think it can be monumentally beneficial to any company.
Well, I'm glad you think so. We feel the same way.
Yeah. And I guess before we wrap it up here, I have to ask the one last golden question. Mm. Thank you guys so much for coming out. This has
been our pleasure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Been a long time coming. But if there's one thing that you know now that would have helped you drastically when you guys started this venture out, what would that be?
Let's ponder that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. One thing at the start of this venture, because we've been through a few ventures by this point.
Right.
This is the results of several pivots. I think believing in ourselves is really a big part because I have a lot of CEO mentors and a lot of them told me, you know, Joey, you have to go out and work for a few decades before you can do anything that anyone's going to pay you for in your life. You know, you haven't accomplished anything significant because you haven't lived long enough. And I believed that for a long time. And that kind of held off the start of this company until I finally realized after helping enough business leaders that, hey, I do have something of value here and I don't have to have the credibility of an MBA or, you know, have the credibility of saying that I've been at this company for so many years. Value is value regardless of who's giving it. You know, it's not about who I am. It's about what I have to offer you that can help you improve your company. And it took me a long time to realize that. And so I wish we would have started earlier so we could have created more value for more people sooner. But I think that's my biggest takeaway.
And for me, I guess I would play off of that is actually communicating that value. So like Joey said, this is something that isn't very typical for your college student or a recent graduate. And sharing that journey with everyone that you meet, I think that is what's really, really, really key in getting the business out there and creating that credibility. If you don't tell people about what you're doing, how are they going to know? And what if you needed to tell that one person? They needed your services. And there have been many cases where I've literally at the last minute mentioned the Axiom Group to somebody and they're like, oh, wow, can we like meet for coffee? Like, this sounds amazing. Had I not said anything, I wouldn't have had that connection. We wouldn't be where we are.
Yeah, that's true. Our first consulting client, actually, I just met the CEO for lunch because we were friends through other events. And he was telling me about his company's problems. And afterward, he was like, so what do you do again? You know, like as we were getting ready to leave. And I was like, actually, I have a consulting company on engaging millennials. He's like, well, my goodness, I'm your first client, you know? And I could have initiated that a lot sooner. So totally agree with you, Ari.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thanks. That means quite a lot, guys, coming from me. Because, I mean, right now, honestly, that's probably the best advice I can hear. Like believing in myself and just pushing through, because I mean I'm doing some big things right now and man, I need to believe in myself or yeah. So I mean, I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. This is this has been a special one and I thank you guys.
Outstanding. Thank you,
thanks.
Darren. Yeah, and thanks for your leadership over all the different episodes here at Biz Radio U. I know you've been the driving force here for over a year. And it's not gonna be the same without you. But we hope you have a great time in South Africa and know that you'll be back.
Yeah. Well, I'm never quite gone. I'm always around. So, you know.
This is true. The beauty of the internet.
We're expecting a stronger accent when you come back.
Oh, I hope so. Me too.
Yeah. You can start a consulting company on that. I'll pay you for that.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And if any of our listeners want to get in contact with you guys, what would be the best way?
So our website is axiom.group, no.com. It's AXIUM.group. You can find us on LinkedIn, Axiom Group, and on Twitter, Axiom Group as well.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And once again, I'm Darren Parkinson.
I'm Ariam Siam.
I'm Joey Bruce.
And we're all Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.